Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
A road rage incident that resulted in the death of a man is being investigated by police. The shooting left 32-year-old James Womack of Omaha dead after Monday afternoon near 60th and L Street at about 4:30. The incident happened.
Did you say it was his daughter's birthday?
That's what the paper said. Oh, so he was a father of three, South O guy, and everybody and their brothers just coming out saying this guy was the nicest guy that would help people, really actually help people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, engaging. Probably somebody that didn't walk away from stuff. So sadly got some kind of engagement over a traffic incident or whatever it was.
They're looking for the
suspects. Three tours, by the way. Three tours in Iraq.
Holy smokes.
Homicide investigators are searching for any information that can help them catch the person responsible. They interviewed a lot of witnesses at the scene, but the suspect got away in a pickup truck. So anybody with information, you should reach out to the Omaha police. You can call Crime Stoppers. It's anonymous, and that number is 402-444-STOP. Credit reporting company Equifax says it discovered a hack months before the one that exposed the personal information of millions of people. There are reports that the company said that March hack is separate from the recent hack that left 143 million U.S. customers vulnerable to identity theft. However, the March hack was a major breach to its computer systems and involved the same intruders. The company faces an increasing crisis as it's experienced two major hacks within a few months of each other. Multiple investigations are underway, and two top security executives at Equifax announced their departure on Friday. And the Justice Department is opening a criminal investigation into three Equifax executives after they for insider trading. The DOJ is investigating whether these executives broke insider trading laws after they sold shares totaling nearly $2 million just days after the company found out it had been hacked, but before they released that information to the public.
And parties terrified because they raided his vacation fund.
Yes, they did.
Turned it into Bitcoin and bought dark web dildos.
Yeah.
We don't know where the dark web dildos are headed.
Anywhere.
I hope somewhere safe.
We just hope it shows up in a...
where it's needed.
A covered package.
Where it's needed.
Is it Manila or vanilla?
Vanilla. No, Manila.
We just hope it's in a Manila package.
Instead of a big old, hey, look at this.
Says giant.
Throbbing.
Giant throbbing.
Exactly.
Whatever.
It's just got in big letters, giant throbbing. You're like, okay. The mailman's like, I'll just leave this right here.
It's the Viper 3000. Is it better than the Viper 2000? That's the question.
Just have to know. The National Weather Service continuing to track two hurricanes in the Atlantic. Both are posing different risks. So, labeled extremely dangerous, Category 5 Hurricane Maria. 160-mile-an-hour winds heading toward the Caribbean, heading through the Caribbean. It's on track toward Puerto Rico, like a direct hit. Other areas just devastated by that monster storm, Hurricane Irma, that just came through. And then to the north, Hurricane Jose is churning toward New York City, of all places, Long Island and New England. It's a Category 1 storm, 75-mile-an-hour winds, but it's expected to act like a strong nor'easter, 3 to 5 inches of rain to the region coming later this week.
We still have more than a third of an average Atlantic hurricane season left.
Oh, we do? All right. So,
but this is a pretty uncommon active one. As of Monday, 13 named storms, 7 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes.
Okay.
For the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season. So they're historically, this is pretty big. This is going back to like the mid 1800s.
Oh, wow.
There's only been 8 other years dating back to the mid 1800s that had generated 7 or more hurricanes by this point in September. So this ain't normal.
No, it's not.
And you can tell that it's definitely gotten a lot of people's attention, even in that region that's accustomed to this kind of weather. So
they're like, Uncle, please stop.
Yeah. Right.
Has Jamaica been hit by anything crazy?
He's so selfish because to bring people up to speed, the only reason Purdy cares is because he's constantly booking vacations.
No, they're
and now he's
got
mad
a
because this
of the region.
Spoiled where he wanted to go. So all morning he's like, is Jamaica
ruined.
Okay? Because otherwise it's now we have to look at Cabo.
Ugh. You guys
are a monster.
And we've been there before. I wanted to go someplace new. How about Aruba? Have you been to Aruba?
I've not been to Aruba.
I haven't heard Aruba mentioned in any of this.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm just saying. I'm trying to give you options for your travel dollar. I'm worried that you're not getting enough vacation.
Suppose I can go and help build.
You could.
You know.
You won't, but you could. Toys R Us is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Oh my God! It's like saying Santa Claus went bankrupt.
Hey, they're in major debt, and what this is, they're saying this might revitalize them, and they'll be able to dump some stores that that aren't working well, and it may survive. Because what is this? The Chapter 7 or
Chapter 11?
Chapter 11.
It's like a reorganization.
Yeah.
So this is hopefully likely to spur some people to scramble to use their gift cards. It's New Jersey-based toy company, Toys R Us, one of the world's largest. They say that there's no need to panic. So anybody listening to this and thinking, my gosh, I mean, Christmas, the holidays, all that's just around the corner. They say they're committed to keeping their 1,600 stores.
Yeah, just
Toys
get
R
through
Us
Christmas.
That's all you got to do. They just came out with their Christmas list, too, right on the heels of this as well. But generally, when someone says there's no need to panic, there is. Hopefully it's nothing bad. I think it's the Amazon effect. You know, I think Amazon's just...
Yeah, they're struggling to compete with Amazon. Also, Walmart. I mean, places that price match. Any place that's like, whatever they're doing, we'll do it or what have you. I mean, it's easy to... I mean, when you think about buying...
Everyone has to price match, by the way. If you're not price matching, you're dying.
You bet.
Right.
Toys R Us goes back to 1957.
Holy smokes.
I mean, I just remember my entire life as
Jeffrey
a kid.
Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yeah. Toys R Us just meant, I don't know, it was like anything goes. You know, when you actually got to go to the store. And I can't believe how crazy it would be if our parents ever took us there because... They weren't getting out of there without you throwing a fit.
Yeah, and buying something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You were going to get a toy.
You don't go window shopping there, you know.
So overwhelming. I mean, we have one. I mean, you know, I mean, I've gone to one. I mean, obviously, I've got kids and go to birthday parties and you got to shop. But I mean, you go in and you're just like, because there's just so many toys. You're so used to like a Target or like a Walmart or even like a Kohl's where you go and it's a small toy section. I mean, maybe not small, but it's like a contained toy section.
Yeah.
And then you go someplace else, and you're like, no, this whole place is just toys.
That might be a surreal place to hide out in the middle of a disaster, like a hurricane or an apocalypse or like an asteroid's coming.
It'd be almost
no
happy.
People are going to raid Walmarts and Costco's.
For food and water. Yeah.
No one will be at the Toys R Us. Those people will run home. No one needs anything at Toys R Us. So you could just camp out there.
And play.
Eat gummy
and
bears.
Play through it, man.
Until the ball hits the earth.
But you'd go in style. So fun. So people, don't panic. Toys R Us is just reorganizing some things. It's been...
Now, Party, you just told us. Molly said don't panic.
I know that means panic. Sorry.
Okay.
It does.
Or panic. The company is reportedly saddled with $4.9 billion in debt stemming from when it was bought out in 2005. So this is like a long time coming. They're hoping that obviously the reorganization and the pending holiday season will help maybe write some of this.
Molly's got kids. She said that, you said you've been to Toys R Us a couple times. Yeah, see, and I think that's just kind of the deal with those mortar stores, that no one wants to go into them.
How's Babies R Us doing?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
It's all part of the same.
Is it really?
A lot of times they're like in the same building. Like it's a Toys R Us, Babies R Us. So like they'll have like a whole section. Babies R Us is like I feel like it's a total.
They have a standalone right over here. It's giant.
Jeffrey the Giraffe has an opioid addiction.
Oh, no.
He's strung out. His family's not speaking to him right now.
You know, I think that you don't besmirch the giraffe. That's not true, kids. Say no to drugs. If you're thinking about moving in with your significant other, congratulations. It's a great move. But keep in mind that you could be putting an end to your sex drive. Relationships change when couples move in together. And some of the changes are good. And some of them, they're saying, not so great. And one of those could be the fact that women lose interest in sex with time. Both men and women, poor physical and mental health, poor communication, lack of emotional connection, all can dwindle and happen when you start, you know, living together. Women were twice as likely as men to lose interest in sex when living with their partner or while in a relationship lasting
more than
a year.
When you see our dirty underwear, that we're not really Prince Charming, when we're pooping with the door open, the bloom
some mystery's nice. There is
off the rose.
Well, the bloom's off the rose if you're pooping with the door open. There's a lot of stuff.
And the dirty underwear? Yikes. Yeah. Never, when you move in, first thing you get rid of is all your white underwear. Just saying.
Did you?
I don't have any white anyway, but that comes to mind actually when Jeff says that.
That's interesting.
Well,
there are a lot of different factors. I mean, this isn't like the death toll for if you like move in with somebody. That's not necessarily the case, but they say that the decrease happens because over time the relationship moves from passion to just compassion. It's not a bad thing. You go from just wanting to physically be with each other to the fact that you've gotten to like maybe a new plane in your relationship where it's not just all about the physical, but the fact that you can actually, you know, be with each other. And
you have that mental connection.
Exactly. Just something to think about. But I guess it's more prevalent in women than men, which I mean, that doesn't surprise
me. You're going to concur.
Yeah. I was going to say that doesn't surprise me that it's women that are like more like, and guys were like, no, but seriously.
Well, I mean, you've landed the prize. You've moved in together.
You've got everything you've
landed
for.
The prize? Are you nuts?
You've hauled it in the boat. You don't give it up anymore.
Same goes for you. You've hauled us in the boat.
No.
But I'm saying, you're saying that the ladies are stopping the romance. I'm saying it's not the guys saying they're sick of it.
They're not stopping it. They're saying that it's more likely that a woman is just going to start losing interest. I think it's just because they're wired differently. I don't think it's because I got you. I think it's just in the long term, because they're saying that this isn't just moving in together. This is also long term relationships.
Yeah, but you wouldn't lose interest if you didn't get them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Because the interest isn't always always based on the physical.
It's the catch.
That's the physical for some ladies is a means to an end. Guys, it will always have its own purpose.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know exactly. What guys think. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Sex is just the tool that we use to get things. What? No,
I'm sorry that's your experience. That's awful. So moving in together doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of loving, but it could be.
You know, the start of the end.
Yeah, the beginning
of
the end. Don't panic. Don't panic.
Now, you had never lived with your husband ever until you guys got married.
Yeah.
How terrifying was that?
I don't
even
God.
Know who this person is.
I guess I never
realized
that.
And you guys have done
that.
A long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talking about arranged. It was like arranged marriage.
It was awesome. I mean,
out of the catalog.
I'll take this one. No, but I mean, we're super happy. Yeah. I lived with somebody. I mean, before Peter, I had lived with someone. And I was the one who was like, I will never do that again. I'm like, I'm just
live with somebody.
Yeah.
Before? Okay.
I was like, I won't. I mean, I'm not going to do it. Didn't work out. It wasn't that it was bad. It just wasn't. It wasn't my thing.
It sucks when somebody. It doesn't work out because you got to move everything out. You got all that awkwardness. It's just, you know, but it's part of moving in also, you know. Is being able to...
Part of moving in is moving out.
We've got to move out of somewhere
so
to move
stoic.
Into somewhere.
He's so stoic. I understand why Wyleen fell in love.
Part of moving in is moving out.
Stop it. Don't soak on that. It's supposed to flow through.
Oh, let it go down the drain.
Omaha's number one hit music scene.
Is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
It's going to be sticky.
Yeah, sticky
it's
and windy.
Sticky last night. After
yeah. I actually left my window open on the car and it felt like it rained inside of it. I don't even know if it rained last night, but It's just wet. Just wet. Tomorrow, 83 for the high. It's about 68 degrees right now. All right, Haunted Hollow. Teamed up with those guys. Got a sweet trip going on at Universal Studios in October. So if you want to win this trip, it's easy. Just get qualified. You heard that Hot and Sounder we've been talking about.
Three days, two nights, trip. Orlando. All right, Universal Studios.
Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Hi, this is Beth.
Who's this?
Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. What do you got going on today?
You know, not a whole heck of a lot. Just going to be lazy.
You're just going to be a lazy day, huh?
You don't have to go.
Yep.
You don't have to put pants on and go anywhere?
No, not too much. No. I mean, I'm almost done with work right now.
Oh, you are?
So, that's great.
Yeah. Oh,
sweet.
Good, so you're like a third shift lifter? You're overnight?
No, I only have to work like 3 hours a day. So I leave at 6 and I'm usually home before 8:39.
Beth, okay. What do you do? We want to do what you do.
Wow, 3 hours a day.
I've got my own small business.
You do what is it?
Small business.
Well, I pick up car titles at different dealerships, okay. And I just drop them off. That's what I do.
That's not bad.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Very sweet.
Moves around car titles around town.
Well, hey.
Well, Beth, you've got it figured out.
Yeah, you do. All right.
And you need to go on vacation.
You bet. Car number 9. You got tickets to Haunted Hollow, and also you're in the running for this trip out to Universal, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Beth. Welcome. Enjoy the day.
Enjoy. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, yeah. All right, we'll get you qualified again here a little bit later today and all week, by the way. So, yeah, if you want to get some haunted house action going on, Haunted Hollow actually opens up this Friday. And if you get qualified, we'll hook you up with a pair of passes to that. All right.
Scare on.
Yeah, scare on.
Today's kind of spooky weather.
It is. Isn't Friday? Is Friday the first day of fall?
Yes.
It is already. Wow.
I know.
TikTok, man.
Just in time for summer has arrived just in time for fall.
There you go. It has. All right. We got celebrity news coming up here in just a second. Molly.
They come out with this list every year, but find out which celebrity that you Google will get you in trouble. The most dangerous celebrity. And looks like Big Little Lies, which was a big hit at the Emmys, could be coming for a second season. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Well, Avril Lavigne is the most dangerous celebrity on the internet. McAfee reveals that the famous name searches, you know, they always come out with this each year. And one of the, I guess the deal is Avril Lavigne. It's a little dangerous to go and look for her. It's the most.
That links you to what? Yeah, a porn site? Or you go to Equifax and you get hacked? What, why would Avril Lavigne be? It's not really in the news.
It exposes fans to malicious websites. So, like, you Google it, you click on it, and it ends up you go down a rabbit hole and you go to a bad place. A lot of the sites can infect computers with viruses and malware. They do this list each year. Lavigne was ranked number 2 in 2013, and she topped the list this year. So she's number 1, most likely to get your searching around, get you your computer infected. Bruno Mars was 2nd, Carly Rae Jepsen 3rd, Zayn Malik 4th, and round out the top 5, Celine Dion. So 2 major Canadians in the list. Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Diddy, Katy Perry, and Beyonce round out the top 10.
So don't look them up?
Well, look them up, but just be careful.
I don't know what that means.
I guess don't just click on rando sites to find out more about your favorite artists. Make sure it seems like
I'm looking up Avril Lavigne right now. Let's see how quickly we get infected.
What's going to happen? The Emmy Awards were Sunday night, and one of the good little tidbits out of it was that I guess the viewership was up from last year. Last year was like one of the worst years.
This is second worst.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, this year's Emmys are getting better ratings than last year's. It was an all-time low for the award ceremony last year. So I guess 11.4 million viewers. Just over 11.3 million people tuned into the show last year. So I guess Emmy viewership's been dipping in recent years. But maybe they would get more views if you knew that Ben Affleck was in the audience. He was there with his new girlfriend. This Lindsay Snookus, she is a producer at Saturday Night Live, and she was his plus one for the big Primetime Emmy Awards.
She's a very statuesque, leggy blonde. And they said he did all the right things like a boyfriend would do. He held her purse. He held her purse when she got to go to the stage to collect the SNL Emmy with the rest of the SNL people.
Yeah.
He stuck to water. He let her walk first. You know, was opening doors for her.
They didn't do the red carpet. They went in through the VIP entrance, so that's probably why we didn't get the tip-off that he was in attendance. But he was spotted several times, you know, around, like you said, being the duteous, dutiful boyfriend. So he was her date. You know, they show him waiting with her before, you know, after they got the Emmys, before the interview room, and he went to the after parties with her. I saw a picture of him at the table with Larry David. It's just funny.
Pretty. You guys got to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's coming back.
New stuff?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, is it really? Okay, good deal.
That's a good show, man. That you guys are not watching. You guys are nuts.
I try watching it. It just gives me anxiety because he's just so like it's just so real, uncomfortable. I mean, the things that he does, you're like, oh my god, she's really saying that. Oh wow, that's really happening.
But it's not a real show. It's just it's like the TV show.
No, but it's
Seinfeld.
But it's real moments. It's like the uncomfortable factor knocked up to like, wow, that could really happen. Like you feel like you're really watching somebody just make these uncomfortable
bad decisions.
It's pretty
over the top. It's pretty over the top.
Just sharing my experience. So it's a great show, obviously, but they're bringing it back. I don't know. Do you know the dates of the new Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No? I don't. I was just stating my opinion.
Oh, brace yourselves for another installment of Big Little Lies, HBO's critically acclaimed series, won 8 Emmy Awards over the weekend. And now comes word that even though it just was one book, there could be a sequel. The Big Little Lies was a book by this Australian author, Lane Moriarty, and it was just a one-off. But Moriarty has since allegedly written a short novella that picks up the story and envisions what happens next with all the main characters. And everybody's hungry for more content. So both Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon have been saying that they would love to keep the show going. So there's talk that HBO would be very happy to have Big Little Lies season 2 on their agenda. And Drake is apparently a very big Denzel Washington fan. He decided to get a tattoo of Denzel. The tattoo artist posted an Instagram photo. It shows Denzel Washington as the trumpet-playing character Bleak Gillum in the 1990 Spike Lee movie Mo Better Blues. And underneath the photo, it was just like he said, my first session on my brother, a reference to Drake's Instagram name. So I guess this is the deal. Drake must be
a super Denzel fan. Jeez.
I know. To get the man tattooed on your body.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.